KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in sports, Iowa State will be in search of its first bowl victory since 2009 on Saturday when the Cyclones play Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones' defense will be challenged by a Memphis offense that topped the 40-point mark in seven of its last eight games.
They are explosive. You know, we've certainly had the fortune to be able to play some really talented offenses, and this group matches all those guys. So I think at least knowing the speed and knowing the skill set, I think it has some familiarity with it, but a really impressive group from their end.
Memphis senior quarterback Riley Ferguson has passed for nearly 4,000 yards and 36 touchdowns.
You've seen he's been in this system for 2 years, and he knows where his answers are, and he has the ability to create, whether it's in the pocket or out of the pocket, to know and find his answers. I think that's the most impressive piece about him, and, you know, that's what's great when you have continuity, and certainly continuity at the quarterback position, and he certainly does that.
Iowa State is 7-5, and a win would be their first in a bowl game since a 14-13 win over Minnesota in the 2009 Insight Bowl.
We'll do whatever it takes to try to win the football game. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys that really, you know, came here with a purpose to get this senior class the opportunity to go win the game, certainly a great situation for us.
Campbell says after a long layoff, he feels the Cyclones are ready.
There's a certain formula to success in bowl games, you know, and fortunately being able to coach these as a head coach and assistant coach and, you know, being involved in a multitude of different games that we played, I think there's certainly a recipe for success. And each team's got to find that, and, you know, especially when you haven't been here and you haven't done that, that's certainly different. And so that's a great challenge for this group.
Well, let's see what some of the players think. Receiver Alan Lazard is one of several seniors hoping to close out their career with a win.
Not to say that it makes or breaks our season, but, you know, I think that's the way that our season will be remembered if we win this last game or not. So we're not taking this opponent very lightly at all. You know, we're taking them just as serious as we have any other week throughout this year. And we know that the value and what it could mean to this program if we leave with a win.
Senior linebacker Joel Lanning says the Memphis offense can attack in a variety of ways.
They can pass it, they can run it, they do the trick stuff, you know, they got all that stuff in their playbook, and, you know, it's going to be a great challenge. We got to have our eyes right the whole time, and we got to be locked in the whole time because, you know, they're going to come at us every single time. So, you know, just like every game, we got to go out there and prepare like we have.
Lanning says a victory would be a good springboard into next season.
If you lose, you know, everyone's kind of down. A waste, you know, of a week. All the gear, pretty much pointless. You don't want to wear something that you lost in, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's huge. Definitely helps your program and the younger guys, you know, get their minds right going into the offseason.
Quarterback Kyle Kemp says the Cyclones are not satisfied just being in a bowl game.
This season was a big step, but we got to keep progressing, though. You know, we got to start winning bowl games, got to start getting, you know, into the postseason and be able to win these games. You know, we can't just go through the season and then not finish. That's our big thing right now, is finishing this thing off.
Kemp says the Cyclones have enjoyed the trip, but it's now time to focus on the football game.
Yeah, you got to strike a fine balance between that. More so in the sense where we need to prepare. This is a unique circumstance where we're playing in their stadium. You know, they'll have their home crowd, but we'll have a great turnout for Cyclone fans too. So we got to come ready to go, though.
Should be fun tomorrow, but just a little over 24 hours away now. 11:30 kickoff tomorrow in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis. Well, the College Football Bowl matchups got better yesterday as three of the four games involved a clash of ranked teams. Kenny Hill passed for two touchdowns, ran for another, and even caught one as 15th-ranked TCU rallied from an early 21-3 deficit to beat 15th-ranked Stanford 39-37 in the Alamo Bowl. Cole Bunce's 33-yard field goal with just over 3 minutes to play won it for the 11-3 Horned Frogs. Heisman Trophy finalist Bryce Love ran for 145 yards, including a 69-yard scoring burst for the Cardinal. Number 18 Michigan State used Brian Lewerke's 213 yards and three touchdowns to batter number 21 Washington State 42-17 in the Holiday Bowl. L.J. Scott ran for 110 yards and two scores to help the Spartans end up 10-3 following a 3-9 campaign. Mason Rudolph threw for 351 yards and a pair of touchdowns, leading 17th-ranked Oklahoma State to a 30-21 triumph over number 22 Virginia Tech in the Camping World Bowl. James Washington caught five passes for 126 yards, giving him a school record 4,472 yards for his career. Navy pulled off a lopsided victory in the Military Bowl as backup quarterback Zach Abey ran for 5 touchdowns in a 49-7 laugher over Virginia. Malcolm Perry ran for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns before leaving the game in the third quarter with a foot injury. The midshipman racked up 452 yards rushing and blanked the Cavaliers after Joe Reed took the opening kickoff 98 yards for a touchdown. Also in college football news, Nebraska quarterback Tanner Lee is forfeiting his final year of eligibility and will enter the NFL draft. Lee transferred from Tulane and was the Huskers' starter in 2017. He completed 57.5% of his passes for 3,143 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. In NFL news, the New York Giants have hired Dave Gettleman as their new general manager. They'll introduce him in a news conference today. The 66-year-old Gettleman spent 15 years in the Giants front office before becoming Carolina's GM from 2013 to 2016. He replaces Jerry Reese, who was fired earlier this month after 11 seasons of the helm. One of Gettleman's first orders of business will be to hire a new coach. Interim coach Steve Spagnuolo is 0-3 since replacing Ben McAdoo, who was dismissed with Reese on December 4th. Graham Woodward and Ore Oregande hit back-to-back three-pointers to give Drake the lead, and Nick McGlynn's two free throws made it stand up in a 66-64 basketball victory over Bradley in the Missouri Valley Conference opener last night. That game was tied at 33 at the intermission. Neither team could build more than a single-digit lead in the second half. The game was 58-all with under 4 minutes to play when Darryl Brown gave Bradley the lead on a jumper with 2:55 left. Woodward's Trey gave Drake the lead for good at 61-60, and Oregande pushed it to 64-60. Brown hit a couple of free throws to get within two before McGlynn's free throws pushed the lead back to four. As the Bulldogs finished it off, Oregande finished with 15 points to lead Drake. Woodward added 13 points, and McGlynn had 11 points and 11 rebounds. Marcus Bartley hit back-to-back three-pointers as Southern Illinois fought into the lead early in the second quarter, and Armin Fletcher hit a big three in the final minute as the Salukis had just enough to hold off Northern Iowa 56-53 in the opener of Missouri Valley Conference play last night. Kavion Pippen led with 14 points. Bartley added 12 and Fletcher 8 for Southern Illinois. That was the first time in 12 games that the Braves have won at the McLeod Center, their first win at UNI since 2003. Taiwan Pickford led UNI with 13 points as the Panthers are now 8-5 on the season. Number 23 Seton Hall was a winner in its Big East Conference opener. They knocked off a fellow top 25 school as the Pirates roared back from a 13-point second-half deficit and beat 25th-ranked Creighton 90-84 last night. Kadeen Carrington hit a go-ahead layup with 2:05 left, finishing with 18 points. Desi Rodriguez had a team-high 23 points for the 12-2 Pirates. Also top 25 action, number 20 Gonzaga earned their 22nd consecutive West Coast Conference opener in a victory by drubbing Pacific 81-48 last night. In women's college hoops, Megan Gustafson had 21 points and 16 rebounds to lead number 23 Iowa to its sixth straight win with a 56-46 win over Wisconsin last night in the Big Ten opener. Gustafson was 5 of 12 from the field, making all 11 of her free throws and collecting her 13th double-double of the season and 40th in her career. Chase Coley added 14 points and Alexis Savilian had 11 for Iowa as they're off to their best start since the 04-05 season. They're 13-1 on the season. Iowa State defeated Kansas in its Big 12 women's opener 71-69 in an overtime thriller. The score was tied at 64 at the end of regulation. The Cyclones outscored the Jayhawks 7-5 in the overtime period. Great night for Bridget Carlton as she cashed in her 1,000th career point as a Cyclone. She led all scorers with 30 points in the game while flirting with a double-double, bringing in 9 rebounds. Carlton scored all 7 of Iowa State's overtime points as she gave the Cyclones a 67-64 lead to open up the extra period on a 1-1, on a basket and a free throw. And from there, ISU fended off KU's comeback efforts to win by 2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.